Hey, everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 391. No, I did not panic. I just wanted a pause between what you said and when I started. Yeah, so. Well, that was a good start. Hey, everybody.
We're going to start a third time?
No, we'll keep going.
Just roll with it. Keep
rolling. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Small group, but joining me tonight are
Spencer,
Pat,
Mike,
and Harry's under the table. He had a long day, poor guy.
You recognize your name that time?
Someone's head popped up when I said
his
name.
He's probably the second hottest working thing in the store, probably, right?
After Tim, yeah.
Yeah.
So, big week, New York Comic Con. I wrote down just some notes. Lots going on with that. Some other news going. We got some questions.
They're not even in your notebook.
It's not. I didn't know where it was, so I'm like, let me just. I had time. I was sitting here. Harry was napping, and I said, let's go ahead and write this down. So it's sadly kind of no order. But interesting, Stuart Immonen is coming back. He's doing the Joe Hill Splurge book. And it was funny because Joe Hill went to his editor and said, you know, I don't normally ask for a specific type of artist, but I'd like to get, you know, a Stuart Immonen type of artist to do this. And so the editor called Stuart and said, would you want to do this book? And Stuart said, sure.
He should have been like, no, I said a type of, not
no,
him.
But yeah. It was, but he retired. He retired after, I think it was a Spider-Man run. So he said he was retiring for comics. So that was kind of a big news that he was coming back from that. They're doing a new Black Label book, Harley Quinn and the Birds of Prey by Jimmy Palmiotti and Amanda Connor, and Amanda's actually drawing this one.
I guess that has nothing to do with the movie coming out.
It has, but it's the exact same cat. You know, the cast in the book is the same as the movie.
Now, is this
that
like
was sarcasm? So, okay.
Is that like an ongoing?
I don't know. Most Black Labels aren't, so I don't know if that
works. Yeah, because I thought I saw something before where it was going to be like ongoing or something. That's I thought that was weird.
Maybe it's just a way to get an R-rated Harley book out there.
Like, they don't have three of them out already?
R-rated?
Well, the other Black Label
Yeah,
works.
Harleen.
Yeah.
Joker and Harley that came out today, so, yeah.
I haven't read
something
that one.
Something Sanity one.
The other one definitely is R-rated.
It was R-rated, but only because they put in some language that wasn't needed.
After Batman Dam, they're not throwing in a
right.
boob.
No, fair enough. No, they're not throwing in those either.
No
Mike,
language.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to look elsewhere to find that. Okay?
Jungle Slots, yes.
Yeah.
you'll see plenty of that.
Plenty of anything you want to see, isn't it?
And some things
and some
you don't
yes.
You can't take back.
Yes, you can't unsee.
There are some things you can't unsee.
Yeah. Amy Reeder is, I believe, writing and drawing a new Amethyst miniseries over at DC. There's a new Star Wars coming that's set after Empire by Charles Soule, and I believe it's Jesus Saez. Thor is coming back with Donny Cates and Nick Klein. Guardians of the Galaxy is returning by Al Ewing and I don't remember his first name, but Cabal.
I didn't know that was over.
Yeah, it's not yet, but we're probably getting a new number one.
Surprise!
It's ending!
Sure can't change anything without getting a new number one. DC kind of stealth announced or not completely announced some new timeline, and the ideas behind it, we're about to start the fifth generation, so 5G, where 1G was Wonder Woman, 2G was Superman, 3G was Crisis through Flashpoint. I guess 2G was Superman through Crisis. 3G was Crisis through Flashpoint, and 4G is Current, which I'm guessing is New 52 and Rebirth and post-Rebirth. And then 5G will be what's coming up. So,
So why was 1G Wonder Woman?
I don't know.
Like, I would have said 1G was like the golden age.
I agree. I don't know. It was kind of funny. A retailer did ask DC for clarification on this, knowing we'd be getting questions. And they pointed to a Bleeding Cool thing just with the pictures and stuff and commenting on it, and they said we don't comment on speculators or on rumor sites. And it's like, okay, so basically you just gave us a big no comment. Thanks, guys. I heard on another podcast, on the Challengers podcast, that Image made a big announcement of a lot of returning series, Saga returning, Sex Criminals returning, even Nailbiter returning. But then when I went to look for it today, I couldn't find anything. So I don't know if that's true or not.
Walking Dead's coming back.
I don't know if I saw anything.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm just going by what they said, so I can't report on that completely. I don't know if I talked about this last week, but one of the cool local comic shop day books, we're getting some neat stuff this year. One that's really cool is These Savage Shores. We're getting a special gold foil cover on the graphic novel that I ordered 10 of. I'm really excited about this book. The last issue came out today, and it was Muy Excelente.
Which is better than regular Excelente.
Read this book because it was fantastic. The art was fantastic. The story was fantastic. It is not a story you have ever read before. It was great. I really love that book. So, yeah, I ordered, I think, 5 copies of the regular trade, which is, like, my max on trades. And then I ordered 10 copies of the local comic shop day one. I'm really excited about that book. But the cool, really, really, really cool thing that's coming out, and this is what the whole point of Local Comic Shop Day was and that we were really hoping to get, and we finally got it this year, is Brian K. Vaughan and I believe it was Marcos Martin did a Walking Dead story that was only available digitally. And we're getting the print version of that. And it's going to be a Local Comic Shop Day exclusive book. Huh. So very excited about that. Ordered a lot of it.
What is it like a...
I think it's just like Tales from Walking Dead. It was just kind of a story in.
But like, what is like a regular 32-page book? Yeah. Or is it a...
No, yeah, it's a regular 32-page, or maybe even bigger, because I think it's 5 or 6 bucks.
It's black and white as well.
Yeah, so I believe it's like an Walking alien Dead story or something.
Well, I'm just...
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Somebody might try something different.
What?
I
think it's like an alien story or something. I didn't look too deep into it. I just ordered my Walking Dead number on it.
But wasn't that like part of his pitch the whole time? And he like it really wasn't what he wanted to do, but that was part of his pitch
because
they were going to end up being aliens.
Yeah, so they may have done that. So that's cool. That's a neat thing that I think will get people in.
Yeah.
As opposed to I'm getting one copy of the Legion variant. Yay!
Well, I already told you that I wanted a copy of that whenever I saw that came, you know, come out.
Oh, no, sorry, Spencer, too late.
That's not how this works.
Sorry. Yeah.
But he said he ordered a whole bunch.
Yeah.
That's like
not enough?
Yeah.
Not enough for you, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
He ordered exactly
switch your pull over here and we'll talk, okay?
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
So, that's all the newsy type stuff. I have a little rant, but I'll get to that after...
You know
questions.
What I don't understand?
What's the deal?
So, Captain Butters asked, what...
Like, Butter... I think, like, Butters
from
South Stotch.
Yeah.
No, it's the Butters you're thinking.
Yeah.
Asks, what was or is the worst superhero or supervillain costume of all time? My mind automatically goes to that Black Canary costume that I want to say was like in the 80s, which was like blue and black with these huge epaulettes. It was really quite bizarre.
Invisible Woman's like bathing suit.
Oh, what about her Malice suit? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Penance.
Good times at Penance.
Yeah.
It's Penance complete. Yeah.
With all 316 points on the inside of the suit.
I was never a big fan of the original, like, Azrael, like, Batman suit, like, the big, like...
Okay.
Yellow and spikes and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I just never, I don't know.
That was definitely 90s extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely, yeah.
I like the more modern cloak and you know, churched up version. That brings the fire and brimstone.
Was that the golden, like, red, like, Spider-Man suit from Civil War with, like, the arms and stuff?
Okay.
That was always a... They've kind of tried to redeem it a little bit recently, but it's still a stupid costume.
How do you really feel, Spencer?
It's a dumb...
It's kind of like a tire.
What's
fire.
What's the Batman calendar?
It's like a hat on
calendar.
A hat.
Calendar Man?
Yeah. Is that pretty lame?
Yeah. I don't remember much
of the
costume.
He just has tattoos on his head,
yeah,
doesn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the tattoos are the just, you know, the month. And then Zach asks, was Web of Black Widow announced originally as a mini, or has it been stealth canceled at 5? I don't remember, but it's not surprising me that it's not going beyond 5.
Isn't there a new Black Widow series?
That's the one he's talking about, yeah.
It's canceled already?
I don't know that it's canceled already. I don't know. It just wasn't. Hang on. Let me look it up. Vamp. Somebody vamp.
What's vamp?
Vamping.
Vamps. You guys.
This is vamping.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was some, like, millennial just, slang.
We're just vamping back and forth right now.
Talk while I'm punching in my password.
I'm just trying to see how many times I can say the word vamp before we get back to...
His password is chunkylover53.
That's why it's taking him so long to type it in?
No, it's because I can never type it in correctly the first time. No. It's not even my... It's Diamond's password for me.
Colin's money.
No.
Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yeah.
Oops.
Has anybody watched Batwoman?
I did.
Yeah, I did.
I liked it.
I wanted to, I just haven't.
Two issues with it. And not issues. They're little things.
Have you seen it?
No, not yet.
No, I'm sorry, Zach. No, it always was a mini. Yep, it says one of five for the first one. So, no, that was always a five issue. So there's the answer to that.
So what were your issues with Batwoman?
I thought Luke Fox was a little too...
goofy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He was more goofy security guard than... not genius, but... You know, I don't see him turning into Batwing.
No, and that was my problem, too. That's all. As soon as he came out, I'm like, that's got to be Luke Fox.
Right.
And my wife didn't know who it was. I was like, well, you know, he should, in theory, be Batwing. But as it went on, I'm like, eh.
Yeah. And then this is strictly, it's not an actress issue per se, but she has tattoos everywhere, which is fine, but even down onto her hands and knuckles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it just seemed like a really odd choice. If you're going to be an actress, to do something like it. Because I looked, and those are her actual tattoos.
Yes.
They didn't even attempt to cover them up. And I'm just like, that's something that's going to be a dead giveaway. You know, the bad guy grabs your glove, you're, you know, instantly identifiable.
Theoretically, though, they'll never see that.
Possibly, but it just I just found that just a really odd choice. It's one thing to have lots of tattoos as an actress, again. But I just found on the hands and knuckles even to be...
She started as a model.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that, other than that, I thought the show, it definitely followed the Batwoman with the sister and Alice and all that, you know, so it was definitely following along the lines. She got knocked out of the military for coming out, you know, that was right along the story that
I
remember.
It is, but it was West Point, not some shitty little junior military
college. Right, right, no.
And my guess is West Point's not going to allow them to
correct.
Use the West
correct.
Point.
Correct, yeah. It's much easier to do a made-up one. Yeah,
yeah, but yep. I was like, no.
No, but it was close enough as opposed to... Most of the time, they completely disregard the comic. So,
cool. I'll check it out.
Then. Yeah, it was good. The story I thought was fine. You know,
it was a little. It's a pilot.
Yeah.
Like I don't especially like the costume, but I get it. It's the proto.
It's got to change. Yeah, especially because she doesn't have the hair.
She doesn't.
And she's just in the helmet, and the helmet looks huge.
Yes.
On her head, which just looks really weird. It's like there's some, like, football players that just look really weird in the helmet, and she's kind of one of those people that just looks really weird in that helmet.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just looked really big.
But the show itself was fine. Once they changed the costume to a more... Because in...
It's Batman's costume
or whatever
that she's
it was
wearing. Yeah.
That they did last year, she had the correct costume on.
Okay. But yeah, I thought it was...
Well, you know, the other thing that bothered me, though, was, you know, in the typical story, it's her and her sister and her mom are kidnapped, and that's not what happened.
Right.
But the way they flipped it, that part did bother me. Because of the car, and it was perceived to be it was Batman's fault and all
that. Right, right.
That bothered me as opposed to a traditional story.
Okay, but that associated her with Batman, and I didn't mind it. And Batman having all the notes about that one particular thing that happened years ago, that was a little...
But it was his aunt and his cousin, so
that's
I get
true.
Why he
that's
would.
That's true, yeah.
But it was, to me, it's like, no, I think because a car accident happens, but you know, with what happened in the comic anyway, it kind of shows why her father is so overprotective.
Right.
Whereas this, it was just like, okay, she was in a car accident, and then she got thrown out of military school. It doesn't really justify his behavior.
Yeah. But overall, it was good. Yeah, I was watching a ton of stuff. Just like Monday, I was just plowing through, you know, on demand. Let's try this. I tried that evil one.
Yeah, I'm
not sure where that's going.
Oh, with Luke Cage in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I do. That's how I think that the guy with the superhero, whatever right, superhero right. he was before.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't awful. It wasn't great. It was.
The other one, Prodigal Son, that has Jesus.
I watched the first one.
And Michael Sheen from...
I didn't know about the one from The Walking Dead, but I definitely knew Michael Sheen.
Yeah.
First one was interesting, but it got a little weird. It got really weird.
It's not a great show.
No. No, it's the son of a serial killer is now a profiler.
And he has his own issues.
He has his own, And then the guy who kind of recruits him to help them when everybody else is aghast who it is was the cop whose life he actually saved when he kind of turned in his dad. So, because he's like, that's my dad. He's gonna kill you.
It's Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yeah, and it's Lou Diamond Phillips.
I say I haven't watched it, but just from like the trailers and stuff, he looks weird without the long hair.
Well, that was I didn't realize it was Jesus until someone said that, and I was like,
is that the kid as Jesus? Or
well, yeah, as the adult,
right?
Yeah, that was
right,
Jesus
that's what
from
I mean.
The Walking
the
Dead. Yeah.
Yeah, the son.
But yeah, without the beard and the long hair, he looks way different.
Yeah, don't like it.
No, nice. I like the Jesus look on him. It just worked.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Was there any other questions?
There weren't any more questions. There was a little brouhaha that happened.
Brouhaha.
It was kind of funny. Last week, DC announced that they were sending store. Okay, let's take this back. When they shipped that issue of Superman and Supergirl, most stores didn't even get them. The stores that got them were asked not to put them out, to destroy them.
The recalls.
Right, to destroy them and send an affidavit to DC saying, I destroyed them. And then we would get a shipping credit, but the shipping credit is always nominal. It's like, you know, 2 cents an issue or whatever. You know, because, you know, how much did it cost to ship? You know, for me, it was probably a total of like 80 issues. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, I did it. Here you go. Did everything. So what they wanted to do, because some of the people that had to go through that were like, hey, you know, not to be a jerk, but...
this was your fault, not mine.
Right. And we had to jump through these hoops to do this stuff. You know, even though, you know, through no fault of mine, you sent me something and then said, don't sell it. You made me pay for it. Well, and then you gave us a credit. You know, hey, how about a little something for the effort, you know, kind of thing. So what they decided to do was they did a variant cover for the Joker Year of the Villain that came out this week with the Brian Bolan cover, and we're sending them to the stores that had to do this an equal number of the Superman issue. So I was getting 35 copies. Cool. Great. Well, unfortunately, the stores that weren't getting it then raised a big uproar. You know, the ones that didn't get the issues and didn't have to do anything weren't getting them. They're like, well, why are you sending them? And we don't get it. Now I can't get them in my cut. And they raised this big stink. So then they were going to send every store that didn't one copy. And then the ones of us that still had to do it, we're still going to get our copies. Great. Okay. I don't care one way or the other. You know, it's thanks for doing it. But apparently, you know, the people that weren't getting it really, really raised a big stink. So then they were on the invoice for today, so I should have had them today. Well, they weren't in the box yesterday, and I guess people started, there's some stores that get books on Monday, and they started noticing that they weren't there. So they, come back and
see
visit,
you,
Barry. So Monday we're like, hey, you know, I was invoiced for these, but we didn't get them. So it's like, so I finished my checking my stuff in, yep, I didn't get them. So people started posting on the DC Facebook group going, hey, you know, what's up? You know, and this is starting at, you know, 10 a.m. You know, we were invoiced these, we didn't get them, you know, just wondering what's going on. And just the silence from DC was deafening. It's like, let us know what's going on. And finally yesterday, probably about 5, they posted on their forum saying, oh, you know, we asked DC Diamond to hold them. We want to make sure everybody can get their copies at the same time. Because I guess those of us that were getting them were, but the every store getting their one copy wasn't yet. So they were holding them for everybody. It's like, okay, fine. I don't care.
But tell them.
I get it. Fine. You were trying to do something nice. It got turned against you. You're trying to make it right. It's just everything's going cluster. But my only problem with the whole thing was tell us. Tell us at 10 a.m., hey, here's what's going on. So the problem was for 7 hours, we're going, what did you cancel it? Are you not doing it now? Again, fine. You know, I didn't pay for it. It's free money for me. Whatever. But it just the not knowing was annoying. And they just need to do a lot better on their communication. I've been talking with a bunch of people today. Just DC is just, they're doing a lot of weird stuff. And it's really like everybody's doing their job, but nobody's looking at the whole. Nobody's looking at the entirety. And it's causing issues. It's causing problems. It's like somebody there needs to get their head out of their butt. Now, it could be the AT&T situation. Everybody's trying to please AT&T or their bosses who don't know what's going on. But it's just very, very...
They're probably in flux. A lot of people probably don't know what's going on.
Right, and I get it.
And what to do and who are they actually answering to.
Right, but what I'd like them to do is you're in charge of getting the comics out. Take charge. We'll talk about a book today that never should have happened the way it happened. Mm-hmm. And how did nobody step in and say no? That's my biggest question about that book, and we'll get to it. But at some point, you know, people need to, you know, somebody needs to look out for the bigger. One of the things, you know, talking about the young adult and how that's the biggest growing section of the market and yada, 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 and that's great. And DC's putting out a lot of YA books, and that's great. But the problem is people don't know to come here to get those books. They get them on the Scholastic, you know, book sales. That's where Dogman sells. That's where Raina sells.
But it's an easy fix. If somebody would just, in marketing, would say, hey, let's right. advertise this.
Right.
Let's just put this word out. So let's put it on social media. Oh, that doesn't cost you anything to put something right. on social media. Nothing.
So it's just... Left hand, right hand. I can't advertise to all the elementary and grade school and, you know, even, you know, for the YA stuff, you know, the high school, the middle school. I can't advertise to them. I can't let them know I have these books. I don't even know what these books are or what's coming. You know, they did a real nice presentation for us a couple of years ago at Comics Pro when they were getting set for all this stuff. And it's all these big YA authors doing stuff and all this. Wonderful. I don't know who all these people are. That's not my area. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not your audience.
I don't know that. So I can't get ahead of it and say, hey, we have this book coming in by this. And, you know, I don't know it. And I have enough going on. You promote your stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and that's my problem is there was a conference on, I want to say it was on Monday. It was like post-New York Comic Con, and it was ICV2, which was the old Capital City Comics guy doing a state-of-the-industry type thing. And he was out there talking about how the biggest growing segments right now are YA and manga. And even Diamond was there saying, we're looking to expand beyond comic stores. And it's just like everything was very against comic stores and comics are bad and YA stuff is good and manga is good. And it's like, okay, but I'm just feeling really marginalized. It's like, who's helping me? You know, I get you want to sell more stuff in these other areas, but it just started to feel... Wait, everybody's overlooking us. And I get that DC wants to do more and reach out more. But you have stuff like today where Bendis was promoting all his books that came out today. Because he had Superman came out and Event Leviathan came out. And maybe one more. And he was promoting them with the Comixology link. And it's like, thanks. You know, it's like, I get maybe you want to grow your digital sales because it's flat and that's an area of growth. Possibility, I get it, but you could also help promote
that's
us.
That's not the job of Brian Bendis. That shouldn't be the job of
it
Brian.
Shouldn't
well, no,
be.
But it should be his job to promote his own book.
Right.
Correct.
But it just, and then I start going, well, is there a mandate from corporate, from AT&T corporate saying, hey, we need to, you know, we need to make this better, we need to make this better. And it's just one of those, hey, we're here, you know, and I don't know what the answer is, but like one fear is, you know, if they're hitching their ride to Barnes & Noble, Barnes & Noble's not exactly on a solid financial footing right now. Yeah. They just got bought by a British bookseller, and it's like, how long till, you know, they, you know, did they just buy them for inventory? Did they buy them for, you know, the fixtures? Because I remember the price they paid was not a lot. And I'm like, I can't believe that would even cover the inventory of Barnes & Noble globally.
Maybe more assumption of debt.
Right, and some of that, but it's like, you know, so is that what you want to hitch your ride to? I mean, I get it. There's 2,000 comic stores. None of us are well...
None of you guys are exactly well capitalized.
Right, that's the word I was looking for. Capitalized, but we're here. We're fighting every day for you. But the other thing that got me is we're also 2,000 salesmen for you.
Right.
Barnes & Noble isn't out there telling people about your books. Barnes & Noble isn't saying, hey, read this. This is really good. You might want to try this. Hey, since you like this, I know my customers. I know, you know, hey, you're a fan of this. Try this. Or I thought this was great. You might want to, you know. Barnes & Noble has it on the shelf. And like I was talking to somebody, I said, how many copies of the Hawkman trade is Barnes & Noble going to sell? You know, how many copies of, you know, anything that's not... And like I said, that makes perfect sense if all they sold was Superman, Batman, Justice League, Green Lantern, Wonder Woman, Flash.
Yeah.
You can throw that on a little display at Barnes & Noble and you're great, but can they sell Martian Manhunter? Can they sell the Sandman books? You know, and I maybe the numbers aren't what AT&T wants, but we have them. You're putting out books. You're looking for an audience. I have the books on my shelf. I have people coming in looking for these books.
And if they support you better, you'd be able to...
Yeah, just
you'd be able to support us
at all at this point. I just got the new sign for my lighted sign, the new insert for it. Harleen number one. That came in yesterday. Harleen number one shipped 2 weeks ago. So, and the last time one we got was for a book that came out 2 months before. It's like, are you even trying? Or did someone say, here, send this off to the printer, this is what we need? And nobody paid attention to, well, the book comes out this date, we need to have that in the stores by this date. No, nobody said that. They just randomly shipped it off 2 weeks late. What am I supposed to do with that? You charge me $200 for the sign, you charge me $25 an insert, and then it comes out 2 weeks after the book. What, in what world does that do me any good? So it's just frustrating. And but they sent me a Watchmen poster for the new HBO show in plenty of time before the show starts. You know, so, and why would I put that out? How does that benefit me in any way, shape, or form?
Buzz, maybe, but not really.
Yeah, but you're already selling, what, 25 copies of Watchmen?
Right, I mean, that's going to sell, but, yes, I sold a ton of Watchmen when the movie came out, but I don't see that same thing happening now. Especially when you put out a new version of the book that's $5 more because on the cover it says, as seen on HBO. Just a lot of missteps. A lot of, again, nobody looking at the big picture, and I just wonder who's in charge there.
Probably isn't. That's the
thing. That could
there
be.
There is no big brain.
But it's like, I mean, we don't ask for a lot, but don't pee on me. You know, don't look down on me. And lots of little things. Like, next week is the first of those Tales from the Dark Multiverse books. And the first two were returnable, which is great, so you can order. Well, the third one is on FOC Monday. The first issue comes out Wednesday. So it's like, well, that's great, those were returnable, but
you
still don't know how it's going to sell.
Or,
right,
yeah.
Or delay it so it comes out, you know, it's just, again, nobody looking big picture, and I don't know what to do about it, and it's just frustrating. So, yeehaw, that all came out this morning. We had a nice little talk, and I posted on the board page about some stuff we might want to do. So, yeehaw, that's Colin's rant for the day. Mike, why don't you start so we can talk about the book you want to talk about?
Sure.
We don't have to start with that. Maybe start with something happier.
I will.
Talk about that book you loved. Yeah.
Doom Patrol, Way to the World, number 4, was probably my favorite issue of the series so far. And it all revolved around Flex. And, Tim, what was the name of the thing that was like symbiote kind of thing? Something sensation or something secret spandex? And then He's
he fine. Ignoring you?
No, he's fine.
Yeah. No, he's
He's trying. Ignoring you. Yeah. Rude.
It was just overall, was just an he went back to the beach with all his old buddies and
the secret spandex.
The secret spandex was the key to the issue, and it attached to your groinal area and did certain things and stuff. But it was just it was
certain things and stuff.
Yeah, it was just a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. The other one I enjoyed was Batman 80.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yes.
The only thing that kind of didn't give me all the way was the art. Just, I don't know. Romita, I've always been a Romita fan, but this one just didn't do it for me.
My problem with that is they have such a stable of artists. Michael Yanin.
That they've been constantly Lee Weeks.
Lee Weeks. I don't want to say Mitch Gerrits because I know he's working on that Strange Adventures book, so maybe he didn't have time to squeeze out an issue. Clay Mann.
Well, Clay Mann's probably working on the Bat and the Cat.
Yeah,
the
but they've had they've so had many good ones. And then
it didn't feel like
JRJR is a name,
yeah.
But he doesn't have the cachet that he used to. And I know he was able to do this because the Superman book he was working on is done, so he was available. But yeah, it just did not fit what had been going on.
It felt like it was out of place. Like, you went from, you know, Tony Daniel, them on the beach, and, you know, really slick artwork, and then you get this big, chunky, clunky stuff, and it was just...
In the rain.
In the rain, and it made it even more hard to grasp.
Especially with it being, like, it's closing in on the end of this big story.
Yeah.
Like Colin was saying, they've had, like, a rotation of artists that you've known for this run that they'd not go back to one of them.
But... Overall, the story was good, and the cliffhanger at the end with Damien and, is it Thomas?
Yeah.
That is holding the gun to Damien.
Always hanging upside down and stuff.
Hanging upside down. Like, he has to decide what he wants to do.
Right.
So, I thought it was a really good story, but the art was just, this one actually pissed me off severely. Mm. Legion of Superheroes Millennium Number 2.
Sorry, what were those first three words?
Pissed me off.
No. Mm-hmm. Of the title of the book?
Legion of Superheroes Millennium Number 2.
Now, so, why would they put those words on the title of the book?
To deceive us?
Pat, could I have the iPhone charger?
So,
were you using
it? No, you're good.
This is the second issue of $4.99. We're the first...
That is my second part of the big problem.
The first book, no appearance.
Which I was willing to let slide, only because they were doing a 1,000-year story, and they only got halfway through, and the Legion are 1,000 years in the future.
I'm halfway reading this book.
It's like, where are they?
And I go, where are they? And I literally went to the end, and they're on a full-page spread.
Mm-hmm. Well, because it's a 1,000-year story, they went halfway, so now they went the second.
So, a little bit, let me, on my end of that, they do a little video every Friday about what's coming out that week, just kind of hype and stuff. And they said, joking, and he laughed when he said it, in Legion of Millennium 2, with more Legion. So I'm like, okay.
He's so, not lying. No, he's not lying.
You're
technically.
Right. Technically, one page is more than zero.
Yes.
Correct.
It's math.
But it's more of Rose/Thorn. You can't say Rose and Thorn because it's one person. Still going through time. It turns out she created Booster.
And she's on the last page, correct?
Right.
That's new to continuity, though, isn't it?
Well, basically, he's working at the museum and runs into her, and she has, like, a 1980s voice, kept calling her friends or whatever.
Yeah.
And...
like, went all Max Headroom?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hi.
No, I don't think it was that, but just... And just, and he's like,
that
you know,
been good.
Yeah, he's like, man, I should go back in time, and I could be a hero. Da, 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 da. So like, he has the idea because of talking to her. But yeah, and then she dealt with OMAC, and they hyped this so much, And my God, what
it it pissed me off so bad, and I'm like, you know what? I don't even know if I want to get the series.
I
now.
Agree. And
it literally turned my stomach that bad, and I'm going, I spent $10 for 2 pages of the Legion, and they were all just standing in a group with.
So here's where it gets great for me. So,
now, are you a big Legion guy?
Love the Legion. Yes. I read them as a little kid. That Superman and Superboy.
And even worse, the 2-page spread is them basically getting in to take a picture.
Yeah.
It's like something like if
just all of them in a big picture and bickering amongst themselves and things. So like
no personality.
No, nothing
whatsoever. Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of well, they're probably trying to go for like a George Perez shot kind of deal where you have like, you know.
Kinda, but
it's more like a press conference kind of thing.
But so I ordered Big on number one, and after reading it, I could not pitch it. I could not say, hey, you need to read this. It was great.
I pre-ordered 1 through 3, and I will stick with that.
What the hell?
In hoping that somehow he's going to tell a good story. But if this is the crap that they're going to throw out.
So I had 20 copies of number one left, and I'm like, this pissed me off really bad. I ordered exactly as many copies of number two as I sold of number one.
So
I don't remember what the number was. When I went and checked today, I have 17 number twos left. So that's how many people bought number one and did not come back for number two. And I'm like, somebody in the office had to sit there and go, this doesn't have Legion in it. Why are they on the title? If they had called it DC Millennium, because it was DC through 1,000 years, that would have been fine.
I'm cool.
But why was it called Legion of Superheroes Millennium?
Because I'm waiting for the Legion to show up.
Right. Everybody is waiting for the Legion.
At least give me Bubble Boy, somebody. Yeah. I don't care. Give me somebody from the Legion.
Nothing. And it was a Rose / Thorn story. For her 4 fans, that's awesome. But she is not a character. And, okay, you're trying to make her something? Okay, because Bendis is also using her in action? Okay. No.
But that's me as a buyer? I'm right. not $10.
Exactly.
For 2 pages?
Yep.
Really?
No. And I said, are you trying to sabotage the Legion launch? I really, really hard debated. They had the Legion rings were on FOC, and I did not order them initially because I was so mad at number one. That I'm like, I'm not even ordering it because it was a bag of 50 for $25. And I'm like, do I want to throw away $25? Because I might not make $25. I've already lost money on this book.
Yeah.
I might not make money on $25 on Legion number one, even if I'm giving away the rings with the first issue.
We saw more Legion artwork in the back of the DC books previously, yes. in their preview yes. artwork, than we saw in 2 books
yep.
that had Legion on the cover. Yep.
So I'm like, if you're trying to sabotage, because now the people that tried that probably aren't coming back for number one.
I'm doing it because
so, right.
I pre-ordered.
But it's just
it better be gangbusters.
Well, you don't have to, because I haven't put in my final numbers yet.
No, that's
yet.
Fine.
But
I'm...
it's just one of those, what a huge misstep. And I'm just like, everything you guys are doing is a misstep.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where are you going from here is my problem. Justice League's been good. I've very much enjoyed Justice League. Batman hasn't been great. It's been sinking, but now we know there's only 5 issues left.
So it's,
then Tinian's taking over. Well... okay, hopefully Tinian really knocks it out of the park, but Detective is dropping. Last issue wasn't bad, but the little story in the Japanese woods, that was nothing to write home about.
Yeah.
Green Lantern is losing people who are just giving up on Morrison.
Man, it's bad.
Wonder Woman, even with G. Willow Wilson, is dying. I think I'm down to like 20 copies. Aquaman, even with Kelly Sue, is dying. So it's like, where are you going? Flash is doing... okay, but nothing great. So the rest of your line is what? You know, it's these little niche books, you know, Metal Men's next week and that Inferior 5 and...
which you loved.
Martian Manhunter and, you know, Hawkman and all these little things.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what are you guys doing? Where's your big comeback? Because, I mean, thank God Marvel is having this big X-Men thing because that's going to bring people into the store. That's going to bring interest. But right now, I can't see anybody jumping on any DC book with any excitement. Yeah, it's like Black Label. Oh my gosh, look, it's another Harley book. It's another Joker book. God,
it's been a long time since I read a comic and was actually pissed off.
Yeah. Oh, I completely agree with you. Because, I mean, and I probably wasn't, you know, reading it casually. Oh, great. Oh, okay. Because it was like, oh, no Legion. Okay. Oh, we're getting caught. And then all of a sudden I turn the page and then that's the end. And I, are you the Legion? I have something to tell you. What was that?
Bye, Tim. So that was the three that stuck in my brain. That really
you
stuck.
Don't want nothing else? The palace? The...
No, I mean, I read Justice League, but I don't remember it that well, but I remember enjoying it. So I
thought that was... Yeah, no, that was good.
Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
Yeah.
Last issue. Kind of ended predictably.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, it was...
They stuck the landing.
Yeah, they did. No, I actually think that this one was the best of the three.
But it's only three issues, though?
No, six issues.
It's the third mini-series.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right.
A trilogy, if you will.
Gotcha. Yeah, it definitely had the most interesting concept.
Yeah.
You know, of course, they separate the different multiverses and you know, everybody makes it back to their home.
But there's just so cool, because you had so many, like, because not only did you have Batman and the Turtles fighting, but you had, like...
Casey Jones and Shredder were fighting together.
But, yeah, but you also have different versions of both of... Because you have, like, the old Eastman and Laird Turtles, plus the normal Turtles, and then you have, like, current Batman, and then what would kind of be, like, the Adam West kind of Batman. Like, more, like, Yellow Circle kind of just, you know... And just seeing all of them interact, like seeing both of the Totos interact with each other was awesome. And then you got
I'm definitely going to get the trade to what you guys have been
doing. And then you get the whole Bat family, too, and thrown in there.
And
including Nightwing.
Batgirl's in it?
Yeah. Batgirl's in it. And Damian and Michelangelo.
He's been in all three series, at least a little bit. Not like a big pop, but just like little cameos.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
And it was. It was a fun book. Deceased, number 5.
I read that. Wow.
I really enjoyed that. I don't know what they do now.
Yeah.
What's the final issue?
No,
there's
more.
One left.
More?
Okay.
Oh, you haven't been reading it?
No, the only one I read was the one with Mr. Miracle.
Unless that comes back into it somehow.
Yeah, it could be.
But
everybody says it's awesome.
Oh, this was really
good.
So,
apparently, like, the Flash had been infected, but it was kind of like laying dormant or whatever, and then it releases, and it was a matter of, okay, well, he can infect thousands of people a second because he's the Flash. How do we stop him?
But he's running around,
yeah, he's running.
Killing
so
people, infecting people all
so
over
who
the world.
Can catch him?
Superman?
Uh-huh.
Can he?
No.
So that was the point. So Superman goes out to stop him.
And they use the phrase, what happens when an unmovable force meets...
an unstoppable force meets an immovable object. Well, it doesn't work out real well for Flash.
So instead of trying to catch him, he meets him head on. And obliterates the Flash, unfortunately.
However,
some of the bones go into Superman.
So he's infected?
And that's how it ends with Superman infected. Yeah.
Now he tries to fight it off because he wants to say goodbye to Lois and John, and then he's going to fly himself into the sun. Unfortunately,
he makes it what to like space, and then
he
just
waits too long and can't get away.
Dang.
But we skipped the whole beginning that so that like they.
Oh yeah, this was after the Atom or Captain Atom explodes. Takes out Metropolis. And
but Green Lantern saves most of the building.
Yeah.
Green Canary.
Green Canary, yeah, I'm sorry. All the while you have Damon running around in a bat costume.
Yes.
Because Batman's dead, so he's Batman.
Yeah,
he's a little kid.
He's
a teenager.
Yeah. It fits him, though. Like, it's like, you know, Alfred trimmed it up before him.
Oh, cool.
And he goes to Poison Ivy, who essentially has a sanctuary, and asks her if they can bring people in. And I guess was it Green Arrow or Green Canary? One of them was getting ready to kill some plants, and he's like, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Oh, and then so they take everybody to Themyscira, and they use a... what did they do to bring up... They was able to make the island bigger.
Yeah, they made it bigger so they could support more people. But, like, they were, you know, Paradise Island is no more now. It's not a paradise, because now it's
everybody there. Yeah. But there's, I think this is, like,
and then in Gotham, Poison Ivy. And then there was one other, wasn't there one other?
Yeah, place? I thought there was three, but I don't remember what the third one was.
I don't remember either.
It wasn't Atlantis. Anyway, so there's supposed to be three sanctuaries. However, now that Superman's infected, it's kind of like, are there really?
Yeah.
Nobody's safe.
Yeah, pretty much.
But the only person that normally has a plan on how to stop Superman.
Well, he was dead first.
Yeah.
And see, everybody laughed about him carrying around kryptonite. Yeah. But that's why he did it. But this has been an excellent series.
Yeah. I think the trade's coming out in November, I saw. I think so.
I definitely think I want to pick up. I really enjoyed the one shot I got.
What's wrong? Somebody got busted.
Violator. Whoa.
And the last one I'll talk about is Strange Skies over East Berlin.
I just didn't get to it. I wanted to.
So
the premise was interesting.
Yeah, the premise is interesting. It's set in 1973, and it's a spy. He's working for the Allies in East Berlin. They see something, and it looks like it's probably a spacecraft or something like that. And because the Westerners want to know what's going on, they send him back in to try to find out what they know on the communist side of the wall. And, they're, you know, essentially in a bunker where, the aliens escape. So they have it on complete lockdown, and they bring in a guy who's an interrogator, you know, especially the best interrogator in the world, to find out who knows what. And so the spy, who is the main character, kind of gets, you know, the oh shit look on his face, because he's like, oh, he's going to find me out that I'm a dual agent. Very interesting premise. It's a very noir style art. It's pretty interesting.
This was issue one?
Yeah, this was issue one. So
yeah, it's from Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Decent premise, so we'll kind of see where it goes.
Cool. I'm excited. I definitely want to read that. Yeah, there were a couple I just didn't get to. And then last night I was reading...
reading your hand on...
No, I was reading the stuff for today. It's always Tuesday night is always a challenge. Do I read for the podcast or do I read to be able to talk up books to sell?
You got to talk up books to sell,
right? So it's a little of both. So yeah. And then sadly, a lot of the stuff that I read last week to talk about, you know, it's been a week and I've read more books in between. So it's like Justice League 33. I don't remember exactly what happened with that.
Spencer,
Berserker. Unchained, I think is what, or Unhinged, the third one of that. It's more of just Berserker, you know, this guy from this mystical land, hanging out with this homeless guy in the woods, and they're still, like, it's weird because, like, they're having a conversation and they don't understand each other, but, like, since you can understand what both of them are saying, the conversation they're having, it almost kind of sort of makes sense. Or like, one would be like, "Man, I don't understand a thing you're saying." This is, and then he'll say like, "I do not understand the word." Like, you know what I mean? So they're kind of like saying the same thing, but still also having like a conversation. Since they're camped out in the woods, two or three other people showed up, and they were trying to rough the homeless guy up and steal what he had, but he didn't really have anything. And so he comes, like, running out of the woods, all, like, Conan'd out and stuff like that, and scares them off. And just as that's ending, the portal that he fell through in the cave opens up, and like, the horde of people that went in, like, that in the first issue, like, destroyed a city and killed his wife and kids. Now is running through looking for him and gonna wreak havoc and on you know over here now, which pretty good. It's another Jeff Lemire book, so it's pretty good. And then Mike D. Dollar doing the art, so
is it 4 issues?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if yeah, isn't is it. See, I don't remember seeing a mini series or anything on it. I wasn't sure. And then, Fantastic Four, number 15. So in the last issue, this when they revealed that they were going to go and redo their first mission where they got their powers, because they never went and actually did that. So that was last issue. This issue picks up, like, on this planet where it has, like, these beings with, like a whole bunch of super abilities. Like, one can kind of see the future, and other people, like fast, and, like, they're a whole bunch of them. And so they get the guy who can see things, give them the warning that, like, it's happening in the four that, you know, that has been in the tales of that's going to bring doom are here, and, you know, it's the Fantastic Four coming in their spaceship. And so they get into a big fight because they can't understand each other. But, like, these people knew that they were coming, knew who they are, knew how to, like, what they would have to do to, like, take them out. And as they're fighting, Reed is messing around with his suit and is able to make it translate so they can finally talk and get on the same page. But before they can do that, like, there's a big, like, kind of like a, like, giant man kind of guy who's real big, and he kicks the thing, and, like, he, like, they, because, like, the place where they live is, like, really nice paradise kind of thing, but he kicks them over the wall, like, over this big wall into, like, this pit. And so they have to go and find him, and then Johnny gets taken out by a lady who has, like, water powers or something like that. I mean, maybe it is another guy with water powers, but she, like, falls in love with him because, you know, Johnny Storm. You know, that's what happened. Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah. And then so it turns up, like, he wakes up. It ends with him waking up and, like, they were married because of the way they do things on that culture. And, like, they put these places, like, these bands on all their arms, but, like, now, like, it's his, like, oh, hey, yeah, we're sorry, you know, you're one of us and everything, you know, and they're like, okay, that's cool, but, like, now, like, they're part of the society, they can't leave, like, they can't come back, they're not allowed to come back, so that's kind of, like, where it ends is with that Johnny, and so I guess there's gonna probably be a big brouhaha about...
Why are they going back in space to test?
Just to do, because they never finished the mission that they got their powers from.
Oh, okay. Right.
So, like, that's the only thing that they really haven't done. So they wanted to go back and redo that.
Gotcha.
Redo okay. That mission. And that's where that planet and stuff was. So I don't know if they went through, like, a dimension porter thing. I don't know. Wormhole. I don't know. Space stuff.
Yeah.
But at least the book seems to be coming back, like, a little bit more on schedule, at least.
Is it the same writer still?
Yeah, it's just it always has, like, different, like, there's a new artist
each
book.
Slot, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Ghost Rider number one.
I read that.
Harry,
that was Harry's pick of the week.
No, yeah, it's pretty good. I liked it. The art, yeah, like all the Ghost Rider stuff for the art was like, really cool. But,
is it Johnny Blaze?
It's Blaze and Kitch. Both of them are in there.
Okay.
But, like, the normal, like, human stuff was kind of, like, it's not bad, but it looked like that the demon stuff looked cooler. But, so I guess apparently in a past issue, Johnny Blaze became the King of Hell.
Mm-hmm.
So this opens up with, like, people are trying to escape into Earth, and so him and his followers, like, you know, stop them, but a couple get out, like, I think, like, 5 or 6, something like that, gets out, so he has to follow them. And that's who, and he runs into Kitch, who's been doing, I guess, ghostwritery things on the side and stuff like that. But, like, Johnny can, like, smell, like, the evil and stuff off the people. He can kind of sense them. So there's, like, this big monster on the loose, and Danny's actually the one who takes him down. But then I can't remember. Like, I think they make it seem like Johnny is, like, kind of, like, losing a little bit from being, like, the king of hell. Like, he's kind of starting to turn a little bit, I think. I can't remember, but it seemed pretty good. I'll probably stick with it for a little
is
bit.
Is it an ongoing or mini?
I think ongoing, but it's Marvel, so.
It's ongoing, it's going to be canceled and relaunched.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe 12 issues. Get, like, 2 trades out of it.
All right.
But I like any Ghost Rider that's not in a car, so for the most part.
No Robbie Reyes.
Well, and that isn't so much against Robbie, but, like, I've only read, like, his first original series.
Uh-huh.
And so I haven't checked anything.
That went 5 issues, and the next one went 5 issues. It's like,
but, like, it had the weird art in it. Like, the guy who...
It was very stylized.
Yes. It was the guy who did Luther Strode, which, like, in that, I liked. And I think as I read that, I got more accustomed to that. But, like, in the Ghost Rider, it was weird. And, like, his brother was, like, in a wheelchair, but he gave him, like, legs from, like, the dude from, like, Don't Be a Menace from Society kind of, like, legs. Like, it was, like, really weird. Like, but, like, this series, I like. I've been kind of a Ghost Rider fan.
Does he have a bike in this?
Yeah, Danny Kitsch has a bike. I'm not so much that I don't think that Blaze doesn't have a bike. It's just, like, he was in hell and stuff. Yeah. Like, I'm sure he could just, like, you know.
Trouble.
Yeah.
Like
King of Hell. It's good to be the king.
Yeah. And then, I guess the last one will be Justice League 33.
I read it.
Yeah.
Don't remember a ton.
So, like,
they made, like, a super monitor or something?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember
that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all three of the brothers.
Yeah, Voltron.
Together.
They made Voltron.
But I think it...
Did you say Voltron?
He did. That's Power Rangers to you.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, I'm old school.
Hey,
man, I used to rush home in junior high and high school to watch Voltron. Right when I got home.
You're not alone.
Yeah, I love Voltron, so...
You know, the cat's Voltron.
Mm. Yes.
It did not hold up. It was on one of the streaming services.
No, it does not hold up.
Oof. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just trying to remember what was going on.
Yeah, I don't remember any specifics, really.
There
I know Commandy...
Yeah, there wasn't a
Commandy
lot.
Was kind of there... Trying to do something to save the day. And I think, did he end up going to the animals to...
No, he ended up going to Batman Beyond.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
Yeah. Which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I think it's more just, like, the two,
Because,
like, Hawkgirl was fighting Luther.
Yeah, and used her power too soon.
Yeah, because Starman is doing something... To, like, buy time until they can get the shards back together.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just, like, it's, you know, it's just still, like, that two of the two of them kind of racing against the clock And do you know how many more issues the Doom thing is going?
I'm not sure.
That's the only thing that
Well, the problem is this is the key part for Year of the Villain, so it should technically be going for the, you know.
I think it's going on for...
Well, obviously this fight can't keep going, but also Luther can't. Lose this early.
That's the one downside about Snyder's writing that I found is, like, something will always kind of, like, lead into something, which is good, but, like, it's kind of like his Batman run, like, all, like, you couldn't just pick up a thing from the Batman and really read it. It's just, it almost kind of, like, reminds me of Hitchman a little bit, like, as, like, there was this little stuff here, like, 80 issues ago.
This is going to pay off.
Yeah, like, and it might, and it probably will, but, like, it seems like you kind of have, like, the whole Doc Metal stuff, like that was, like, 5 years worth of storytelling to just be, like, you know, with.
My favorite part of the whole issue was just the last page on who's on it.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, ooh, we're going to get, like, that kind of Justice League? I'm like, cool.
But, yeah, that was the last thing I read. Other than, like, Green Lantern 12 that I don't want to talk about. Space Bandits 4 was okay. And then I figured you'd talk about House of Power. Leave you with something to talk
House
about.
House of X. House of 10. Wait.
Hawks.
The last issue.
So it's all you, man. It's all me. Well, Copra. That was
Copra
the
Cabana?
That was the Comics Omnivore book.
I didn't get a chance to read that yet.
Interesting choice, only because I think they had four or five trades, and he did them originally as graphic novels. I don't want to say self-published, but it was a real little publisher, and then it's since moved to Image. And the Image decided to continue it in issue form, which is fine. But so understand that you're basically coming in at issue 31. He did do a smart thing, whereas on the inside cover, he had all the characters, their powers, kind of their relationships. So, because there was a lot of flipping back and forth going, who's this? Because there's like 10 main characters. It's like a superhero group. Basically, I think it was described almost like a Suicide Squad type group. And their leader has turned on them. But so you're reading, and there's all this stuff that happened before that just the entire time you kind of felt off. So it was just a very odd choice for this type of book, because it's a very niche. If you've been reading it, you'll keep reading it. You may want to try it and go back and get those other books. It wasn't bad in any way. It was very indie art, which not bad, but just, you know, don't expect DC or Marvel House style. Interesting, but overall very confusing. Very, very confusing. You're coming in. You know you're coming in at the middle, and you're trying to keep up. Not bad, and hopefully it'll get some people to go back and pick up the other volumes, but little out there. Daredevil 12. I had read really good reviews, and I kept forgetting to get to this one, and I finally read it. Holy crap! Okay, so there's this guy who's been masquerading as Daredevil. You can tell it's not Matt because he's got a goatee.
Sign of evil every time.
Well, not the sign of evil, but the sign of that's not Matt wearing a Daredevil costume. Because Matt retired as Daredevil after he accidentally killed that guy, or supposedly killed that guy. But so now he's kind of on the outs. This guy's been captured. He's being held by these cops who are, you know, going to teach him a lesson. So Matt has Foggy show up, and he knocks on the door and is basically saying, you know, I'm on the phone with this guy. The only way to do this is to let my client go, and we'll leave, and you guys go down with your lives. And the guy says, let me see your phone. And he's like, what? And the guy grabs his arm and sees that it says voicemail. So he really wasn't on the phone with anybody. So they're like, fine, we're going to kill both of you. Well, Matt's standing outside. He goes in, he starts fighting. He tells them to escape. Takes the fight, ends up on the roof. He's fighting the guys. Foggy and the guy come back to help him. Matt's getting his butt handed to him because he's really been kind of out of it, and he's still not right in the head for fighting. He's not in peak form or anything. And Matt's about to get just destroyed, and Elektra shows up, who had shown up before, and says, you need trained. I will train you. You know, you don't want killing, fine, but you're no good to anybody like this. So that was interesting there. This other side, you have Wilson Fisk as the Kingpin. He's going to a dinner with the rich and powerful in the city trying to get into this group. So he's there, and this one guy who, you know, born into money and everything, is just ripping into him the entire time. You know, oh, do you understand what this means, or did you have this in prison?
Into Fisk?
Uh-huh, and just making all these comments, and Fisk is being very, you know, and the other one's, oh, we're sorry he's being that way, da-da-da-da-da-da. And Fisk is just getting, you know, you can tell he's getting angrier and angrier. He's like, excuse me, may I go to the bathroom? And so he goes to the bathroom, and he washes his face, and, you know, he's trying to gather himself in this asshole. Bangs on the door. He's like, I know there's 12 other bathrooms here, but I don't want to get lost. You done? And comes into the bathroom, and Fisk just kind of loses it and kills the guy. And the last scene is him just covered in blood. The guy's in the bathtub with the shower curtain over him. Blood everywhere. He's covered in blood. It's like, okay, where's this going? How does he get out of this?
Interrupt the Kingpin.
Don't interrupt the Kingpin, but now does he have to kill the rest of these rich and powerful people? You know, very, you know, a very interesting twist.
Is he alone, though?
Fisk? Yeah, he's by himself.
So he has nobody to fix it?
No. I mean, obviously he can call somebody, but he snapped. Yeah, he snapped. So that was a very surprising ending. And then the last one is House of X, which honestly I think we should probably wait to talk about until next week after Powers of X, Powers of X was the last issue that came out today. In it, it shows early on Magneto and Professor X going. Was that the one where they went to? I don't even remember what happened.
This is the one where they put Sabretooth in the ground.
Oh, that's right. Okay, they it was the first council meeting for their council of all the mutants, and basically they have a trial of Sabretooth, and basically says, no, we can't kill you because we can always bring you back. So your punishment is basically exile, and he gets put into the
ground,
the bowels of Krakoa,
for
eternity. Yeah, until they decide to let him out.
And he can live forever too. So
right. So, but it's
like throw him in the Sarlacc pit.
Yeah, it's just kind of a big celebration of this is our society and everything. But then lots of stuff happened in this last issue that came out today. So we'll probably talk about it as a whole. I'm probably going to need to reread the whole thing anyway, and we'll have a big discussion. Hawks and Pox. And X-Men comes next week. So that's what I read.
So what is coming out?
Lots of stuff, Pat. Just X-Men, though.
Sorry. Okay.
That's
X-Men?
The only book you're getting.
Well, that's a podcast.
Just X-Books? That's...
Yeah, no, just one book. No. So it's a
only
it's
one
a
copy.
It's an Absolute Carnage week. We're getting Absolute Carnage. Number 4, we're getting Absolute Carnage Avengers. Scream number 3, wrapping that one up. Absolute Carnage versus Deadpool number 3, wrapping that one up. Make sure you get your Liefeld variant.
Before he sues them into oblivion.
I saw that. I didn't click through to see exactly what was going on.
Who's he suing now?
Marvel.
Marvel.
Why?
Not, yeah.
Who did they steal one of his characters to?
I don't know.
They're changing the feed. He doesn't
want that. it cracks me up. In the zombie tramp universe over at Action Lab, they have this character who's a combination of some of the characters. Her name is Amalgama, which just makes me really laugh. Amalgama, or I don't even know how you pronounce it, but just looking at Amalgama. Only because when, literally my first month open, a guy came in asking me if I had any Amalgam books. I was like, what? Amalgam books? I don't know what you're talking about. Well, he was wondering about the Amalgam books, the DC Marvel crossover. But Amalgam, I'm just like, what? It took me a minute to figure that one out. So just seeing that on the list, I was just
English,
like, that's funny.
Not really
Amalgama.
Strong suit, is
it? Aquaman is a Year of the Villain tie-in. 2 Archie books for Dave. Archie 708, which is part 4 of Archie and Sabrina. And Archie the Married Life 10 Years Later, number 3. We got Batman 81 rolling right along. Let's see what Thomas does with Damian. Black Hammer Streets of Spiral TP for Spencer.
What is it?
Black Hammer.
A new Black Hammer trade.
Oh, okay.
Black Panther and the Agents of Wakanda 2.
Wakanda Forever.
Exactly. This is funny. Crazy number 1. We're getting one variant. The main book, the main cover is delayed. I'm like,
okay.
Great. So I'm getting 2 copies of that. Awesome. Dollar Comics ring Batman 497. I honestly don't remember what Batman 497 was. I meant to look that up. Getting Flash Forward number 2. I still need to read number 1. Grim Fairy Tales is getting us their Halloween issue. Yay, before Halloween. So much of the Halloween stuff will come out the Wednesday before. But yay, I always like to support ones that get them out a little bit earlier. Headless is neat. I'm getting a second print and number 2 back into that. It's basically set in the 80s in New England with some college students get beheaded and the Headless Horseman is back.
Oh, it's where Bane breaks the bat.
Oh, okay. That's right. Okay. Hope number 3. That makes sense because that's coming out the same day as another book that's coming out. That makes sense. Journey to Star Wars Rise Skywalker Allegiance. Love that title. Number 2, that's a weekly. Justice League 34 is next week. Killers number 4 from Valiant. Kill Switch, I don't remember what this is. Mark number 1, that's a new one from Image about these kids who are, they have tattoos and they look like Instagram influencers and they're the hip kids, but it turns out these tattoos are all actually ancient runes and these kids are marked to protect Earth from evil things. Mask is back with I Pledge Allegiance to the Mask. Now, the Mask in the comics is a good bit darker than the movie, so just to warn you.
I always wondered how those were.
Metal Men number 1 from Dan DeDio. Nightwing.
I'm surprised he even said it.
It's a number 1. Nightwing is a Year of the Villain tie-in. Once in Future number 3 is next week. Orville number 4. Planet of the Nerds, trade paperback volume 1. I enjoyed the beginning of that. I didn't keep up with it because I'm me. Psylords number 5 from Valiant. Robotech Remix, where this is their putting a different spin on the classic Robotech story.
Or it might be wiggity, 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 whack.
Savage Tales Halloween Special, which is a Red Sonja Halloween Special. Something Is Killing the Children, number 2. Looking forward to that.
Cool.
Spider-Man, number 2, the Abrams book. Star Wars Adventures Return to Vader's Castle 3. That's another weekly one. Superman Smashes the Klan. I did not order a ton of this one.
I wouldn't do what?
No, there were. This was one of those ones.
We're not in the South enough?
No, no. This one was one of those.
I don't think it would sell well down there.
Did
I don't
anybody
think it'll sell well here either?
Yeah. Well, no, but this is another one where is anybody paying attention? And not the book is based on a 40s radio play. It's written by Gene Yung Yang. It's drawn by Giro Hiro. And it's a, you know, it's a how many part story? 3-part story of doing this radio play for Superman against the Klan. My problem with it is, so Giro Hiro did Spider-Gwen. It's a very cartoony anime or animated style art. These are also digest-sized books. They're smaller. They're not the regular comic size. They're smaller. And they're $7.99. And I'm looking at it, and I'm going, okay, here's my problem with
this
book.
Who's it for?
Who is this book for? Because it's not a kid's book, because no parent is going to buy Timmy a book with the Klan on the cover.
Around here you might.
Are you going to want to explain who the Klan is, why Superman, you know, you're not going to want to do that. No. But you're not going to want to do that for a kid. But then adults are not going to want this because it's digest-sized.
Yeah, you give me an actual comic art. Of Batman or Superman punching Klan members in the face, I might read that.
And it's an $8 kid-style book. So I'm like, who thought this was a good idea? What, just...
Bendis. God damn
well,
it.
Well, it's not... Yeah, but it's just one of those... So I didn't order a lot. If you want it, please let me know, just because I'm like, I don't want this dying on the shelf at $8 a piece.
The Klan on the title.
Right.
Which is...
That's what I mean. Again, yeah. Taking you away from the kids.
Yeah.
But then it's not for adults. It's like, I don't understand. You know, did anybody think about that? I don't know. Superman Year One, the last part of this one. So we'll see where
Thank
this
God.
Goes. Superman Pal Jimmy Olsen. This is the one the dollar book is tying into. Tales from the Dark Multiverse Batman Nightfall. This is, I believe it's Snyder and Higgins.
Yeah.
Writing a dark multiverse version of Nightfall. So this is the first one of these. They're all one shots. Yeah. And this is the first one to come out.
And
so
then
that makes sense.
And then there's the infected one shot.
Right.
That
those are coming
soon too. That tie into
so
that
just
dog
a lot of stuff that's really hard to order. Oh, it's tying into the event. There is no event.
Yeah,
you know, it's an event-ish. Well, no, it's not. It's tying into Year of the... It's
Batman
Superman,
really.
Oh,
the Infected.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So it just... Yeah, it's just... I don't know how to order these. Teen Titans is Year of the Villain tie-in. Wonder Woman Giant number 1. And X-Men number 1 is coming out. I ordered a boatload. Please come get that. Hopefully this one is good. Not... But, you know, a good X-Men relaunch, a good number 1.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's what we have coming out. Little special secret sale notification on the podcast. You guys will find out about this earlier than anybody else.
Woo!
But Friday's my birthday, so I'm having a birthday sale this weekend.
It's not that your age percent off, is it?
It is going to be my age percent off.
72%.
Hey, oh,
you're going to lose your shirt.
Harry, bite him. Bite him. No, it'll be so your little preview. It's going to be 52% off all back issues. And then we're going to do buy two, get one free on the graphic novels. 20% off all statues and action figures. And that's about all I've figured out so far. But we'll be doing a big sale for my birthday.
When does it start?
It starts Friday. It'll be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So come by and say hi to Harry. It was really fun today with a lot of people coming by to see him. That's like I think that's cool. So come by and see Harry. Hopefully he'll be awake. He sleeps a lot. But
he was pretty moving.
Yeah,
Mike.
Yeah. Tonight he really kind of woke up. But most of the day, a lot of the afternoon, he was sound asleep. But yeah, you're a good boy.
Yeah,
he came out of his shell a lot.
Here,
yeah.
Man.
He parties at night, sleeps all day.
That's right. So that's what's going on this weekend. We have book club coming up on the 25th. Which is Nailbiter. I have plenty of copies in stock, and I even have more coming. It's a $9.99 book, so it's 25% off for book club. So it's cheap. Come on. Come get a copy. Spencer recommends it. It's all Spencer's fault.
So if it's soft, explain Spencer.
I mean, it's not gonna, but yeah, sure.
It's horror month, so we're doing all horror titles, double points on all horror titles. Tim made a nice little display. Halloween
for Life with Archie. Oh, wait.
Halloween Comic Fest is the 26th. We'll do a costume contest and all that fun stuff. Speaking of costumes, I got to order somebody a costume. And
Ace About Hand over there?
You are correct, and that is exactly what I'm going to be ordering. I just need to measure him.
Dynamite.
If I could find a Dynamite costume, so but that awesome. would be hard to find.
And Colin would be Blue Falcon.
My son stole my Batman costume, which, if it doesn't fit me, sure as heck isn't fitting him. But I think that's all we got. So, let's see. Spencer.
That's a podcast.
We will talk at you next week. See ya.